piece specific to Canada because the traffic, the noise, and you really, it's only reality for the six doors. It's not that much different from anywhere else. So before I didn't enjoy Phuket, but now it's not so bad.
And
Rubbery, excellent. Mm-hmm. Really good. The people are so nice in there.
Because you see that when we think of something different, it's wrong.
Something different?
Yes, like Bangkok or
Right.
Yeah. Because the understanding is this very moment. A moment. See? And by understanding the conditions for the arising of this moment, one knows that it's beyond control. It's beyond control because one learns to understand reality as it is, as anatta. Like seeing, nobody can create it at all. And we don't have to think of rivalry or anger. It has to be a very firm understanding of the first round of the Noble Truth, the Dukkha. It's any moment. And by understanding the nature which is Dhamma, Rupa, it's not the conventional understanding, but the understanding of reality, which we don't have to call it anything, because actually it cannot be anything. The whole situation makes it like loud noise, or here it's hot, or heat, or Bangkok, old names.
Yes.
But in reality, the understanding of reality as beyond control can condition awareness of any characteristic. Because who knows, you might be blind before entering my house.
Yes.
See, but now it's conditioned by eye sense and visible object.
And karma conditions, the eye sense, and all those sort of things. And what is the difference? How do we distinguish the difference between we consider about anatta?
It's quite warm here.
We consider about anatta in a theoretical way, you know, when we're studying the Pitaka. Mm-hmm. But the actual awareness, it's not thinking, it's a direct understanding.
Right.
But the intellectual understanding is necessary for that direct awareness.
For awareness to be right awareness.
Awareness to be right awareness, yes.
Because there is touching many, many moments in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding knows when there is awareness and when there is no awareness. Because all are realities from birth to death. So it depends on awareness, which is conditioned by right understanding, to be right awareness of a characteristic.
And awareness is one of the characteristics is detachment. It's not grasping.
And we shouldn't think about that because it's the thinking. But the understanding moment with awareness is very important. That is different from moment without awareness.
Yes, this is a crucial thing.
Awareness cannot grow.
Because you think something else is awareness that isn't really awareness.
Right.
Yes. And no one can really tell us exactly what is awareness. We can only know ourselves, can't we?
Yeah, because there is consciousness appearing many, many moments without awareness. But when there is awareness, it appears to awareness as well. But there is some understanding developing little by little of the characteristic which appears as the experiencing or hurting. Just for that very moment.
It occurs to me that sometimes when we're just beginning, we think we have awareness, but it's not really awareness.
Mm-hmm.
We take different wrong paths here and there, but little by little, if we're on the right, general right direction, we should start to see more and more what really
Until
is awareness.
Awareness is aware, and right understanding begins to grow of that very moment, of a characteristic kind of time. And so one knows that is right awareness.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not right awareness at all.
Yes.
That's why people are misleading.
Yes.
Because they don't have enough understanding of reality and of the development.
So they mistake something else for awareness.
Mm-hmm. They think that they are.
Awareness.
They are.
They
not
are,
the
yes.
awareness is awareness. So it must be very, very natural. It can arise any moment. And by understanding that there are always nama and rupa, we never use the word maitan, not quick enough to catch. Some will say that maitan. Maitan what? Because reality arises and appears.
Mm-hmm.
So So it's just moment with awareness or without awareness that right understanding begins to distinguish the two and understand the characteristics of awareness that is with awareness.
And understanding the characteristic of lopa and moha also helps us to distinguish three.
Actually, there is no naming at all.
No.
But the understanding of characteristics of lopa, that it is attached, it enjoys its life.
Completely different from awareness.
It's there, not cake or ice cream or table or chair, but it's there with life attached.
Yes. So I enjoyed being at the temple yesterday, listening to the Thai.
Hearing, seeing, with Dhamma friends. Nina liked it very much when she comes to Bangkok to see Dhamma friends, because she said that by listening to the tape, that is not enough. There is no action, no deeds, no activities to rejoice in the other good deeds.
It does seem encouraging to come here,
much
more than to see so many people inspired by the Dhamma. And I've got a question I wrote down. I was reading in one of the suttas, the Samyutta Nikaya, Volume 4, and it says, "Those monks who say or hold the view that whatever pleasant or unpleasant feeling a person experiences is the consequence of what was done in the past, they go too far. Therefore I say they are wrong. Experience of feelings arise from bile, from wind, from seasonal changes, from chance external happenings, as well as from ripening of karmas." And that's sort of quite interesting, but in the Abhidhamma it's more precise, and Vipaka, for example, is always, one of the conditions is always karma.
And it needs other conditions. Because there are several karmas, hundreds, millions, thousands. But which one is ready to condition vipaka in a certain moment, depending on other conditions?
But so vipaka isn't only conditioned by karma. That's one of the conditions. But it's always one of the conditions.
Vipaka?
Yes, for vipaka.
Karma conditions vipaka.
Yes.
And not only karma, which conditions vipaka.
Yes.
It needs other conditions too.
So you have karma, but you have the season, the weather, and many different conditions all coming together.
Yeah.
I see. Some Chitta seekers, like Virya and Chanda, they can associate with either Kusala or Akusala. But do they still have the same characteristic when they associate with Kusala as when they associate with Akusala?
The Virya itself, or the Chanda itself, has its own characteristics.
Yes.
No matter it accompanied by Kusala Chetasika or the Kusala Chetasika. It has its own characteristics.
But it must be flavored by the Akusala Akusala in some degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Virya in Kusala is different from Virya in Akusala.
Yes.
Kusala, Virya with Akusala is so very troublesome. It's not calm. But Kusala, Virya with Kusala is different.
Another question. When we think in words, thinking, okay, that's very clear what done, we're thinking. But vitaka and vijara occur virtually all the time anyway, I believe.
The 10 vinyanas. Sampatichanna, Sampirana has vitaka vijara also.
Okay. I don't know, I'm not very clear on what the question is, but when we think in words, is vitaka and vijara more obvious at that time than normally, or is that just my thinking? It's not, it depends on what occurs.
The characteristic of vitaka is to touch.
To touch, yes.
Correctly.
Right.
I don't know, patsa is contact only. Just contact, functions contact, but vitaka is to touch. And there are so many things to touch, it depends on which one vitaka touch. So that's why sometimes one knows that by vitaka there is thinking about.
Because it keeps touching the concept, keeps touching the same.
Or touching the object,
even
at the process of seeing. As a seeing consciousness is following, Sampati Chaitanya has endeavored to detect the object. So there are many degrees of each chetasik.
Many degrees of each chetasik.
Yes.
And how do we consider more about this?
Just to understand that there are conditions and there are no self, and each one is not self. The details we know. We know that nothing can be taken for I am trying, or I am touching, or I am seeing. Yeah.
It's a process that happens because of conditions.
Yeah.
I was reading in the, I don't know what the Pali text is, it's the English is Minor Readings and Illustrator. And it was an interesting paragraph, and it said, about metta, and it said, and now, since loving-kindness is near to wrong view of self, because it has creatures for its object, and then it went on to talk about
the Tipitaka.
But it was in the commentary, Buddha-gunsa. It said, I think it went on to say something about Satipatthana should be developed because, I think it was implying that metta by itself is near to wrong view because of the fact that metta takes creatures as an object.
It depends. Because even Buddha has the four Brahma Viharas.
Oh yes, it didn't say metta was wrong, it said metta was good, but it's just that it could, I suppose, metta by itself without any development of Satipatthana.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the individual who knows about reality and who do not know about reality.
Yeah. Metta is a chetasika adosa, isn't it?
Adosa.
Yeah. But it's, there can be a dosa without metta.
Having people present as objects.
Yes. So it's having a concept as an object.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, and it has to be some sort of thinking. How does knowing, understanding with awareness, the present moment, the present object, help us to understand more about the Paticca Samuppada?
There cannot be anything arising in the condition.
Yes,
for example,
at
the moment of a hearing sound, without sound can you be hearing?
So obviously there's more understanding of conditions.
It needs an object to be conditioned for citta to arise.
Yeah.
Even citta is the reality which experiences an object, but it needs an object to be experienced. That's why it says that citta is like the very weak person who cannot arise without the help of the rod or stick to hold or to pull oneself up, and that is aramana.
Aramana, the object.
Yeah. Without sound, hearing cannot arise. Without smell, the smell consciousness cannot arise.
Okay, how about the other factors of the Paticca Samuppada, like craving and ignorance? How do we see those more through seeing the aramana?
Yes, without aramana, how can attachment attach to?
Yes. How can feeling be pleasant or unpleasant condition?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. General question. If someone stole money, stole some money, and then with that money they bought something to offer to a monk. My idea would be that it's different moments, so the stealing is a kusala, but the actual giving, even though it's with the stolen money, is still wholesome?
Yeah. It depends on whether one gives with what kind of motive.
Yes, yeah, true.
That's the most important thing, because just giving, the action of giving can be done.
With wanting something in return, not really giving.
Mm-hmm. Like buying. One favor in return.
Yeah. But it still could, if it was giving with kusala, it still could be giving with kusala chitta, even though the actual food was bought with stolen money, different moments.
This is the difference between monk and layman.
Yes.
For monk, even when he give it to the other, it's still apati, offense, because he broke the rule.
Ah, right. Well, initially we said a visesa lakana. Visesa lakana? Visesa lakana. Look at bilateral, there's more distinguishing. Okay, but at the same time, and that develops more into the seen the characteristic of the latter deeper and deeper. To me it would seem it happens fairly naturally. The more that Visesa Lakkhana is seen correctly with awareness, that should develop more naturally into the...
But you see that in the beginning it's not possible to see the Visesa
Lakkhana. No, I realize that.
It's the moment of developing the understanding of the distinction between Nama and Rupa only. Yeah. And later on, by different characteristics Visesa Lakkhana, one knows that there are different realities.
Okay, could you explain what seeing Nama and Rupa is then if it's not seeing the Visesa Lakkhana?
You don't have to call it Visesa Lakkhana. Yes. For example, visible object. You don't have to think of the Visesa Lakkhana.
No. But it's still seeing the Visesa, it's still understanding the Visesa, even though we don't call it that.
It has a characteristic. Yes. So Visesa Lakkhana has four characteristics. The Lakkhana, the Kicca, the Pachupatthana,
yes,
and the Dipatthana.
Yes.
The characteristic can be experienced. Only the characteristics. But if one has no idea about Nama and Rupa, how can one know that this is the Visesa Lakkhana of that particular reality? There must be the understanding of Nama, the experiencing first, and the Rupa which cannot experience. Yesterday a person asked me about the difficulty of experiencing directly the Nama which sees. Because every time he sees someone or something all the time. So for him, he thinks that this seeing consciousness is very difficult to develop. But I asked him to understand that if there is the understanding of the experiencing, no difference at all at moment of hearing. Thinking is that reality which experiences. So at this moment it's the same.
Okay.
The experiencing sees, the experiencing hears, the experiencing thinks, the experiencing feels. So
Nama has that general characteristic, whatever.
Right.
Whether it's seeing, whether it's hearing, whether it's thinking, it has that general.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is understanding that general characteristic.
Yeah. By understanding this, he cannot say that, oh, the eye-door is very difficult.
Oh, he thinks the eye-door is more difficult than other doors, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a common belief, isn't it? Many people think that.
If one doesn't help him to see the general characteristic of reality which experiences, no matter the object is sound or smell or taste or consciousness, it's only the moment of experiencing.
Okay. So later there's more understanding of the different, the seeing is different from the hearing.
From
different realities.
Nama and Rupa.
Mm-hmm. So there's more distinguishing of the different namas after this understanding of nama.
It doesn't matter whether it's seeing or hearing, the development is to understand the experiencing, which is different from Rupa. That's why one can close one's eyes for resting, but not for developing Dipatthana.
Well, one can, if one's just resting, one can develop Dipatthana. But one thinks one must.
Closing, yeah. Otherwise people think that it's better to close one's eyes.
I understand that Nama and Rupa appears through the six sense doors all the time. Studying the Abhidhamma, so the Patthana is very interesting and very, very extremely deep and wonderful with all the different conditions. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
But very, very difficult to study and study.
Certainly.
Even in an intellectual way, very difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's the last book.
Yeah.
After understanding all Nama and Rupa.
Most important
part.
Nina gave me a few hints there that it is very difficult, and you know, we shouldn't just expect to be able to read and understand because it's so deep. It has to be used just in practice, and slowly more understanding can grow.
But one can study from one patya on and on and on, little by little, when one has the understanding of the first patya, one can continue on. It's not beyond one's understanding. Before I gave lecture on Jaya, when he said that in his life he could never understand Pattaya, because usually it's in books, and when the teacher taught about it, he just wrote it on the blackboard all the time, no explanation. But by understanding Pattaya in real life, one begins to understand that it's not beyond one's understanding at all. Because if one doesn't mind about the number, but by understanding the general difference of Pattaya,
then the difference between 24 Pattaya. Yes.
Then one knows that it can be learned little by little. Because some people would like to know more about number, figure,
memorizing it. Yes.
Depending on the question.
We study one by one, in theory, start to see it more in daily life.
Thinking and developing the considering, I mean, the most important thing to help understanding Dhamma is reading and developing Sipatthana together.
Together, yes. Yeah. Yeah. You have to go together to really develop properly.
Because the main thing for reading is to develop Sipatthana, not just to read.
Do they have a, in English there's no commentary to the Sipatthana, the seventh book. Do they have a commentary?
I don't know the English at all.
Yeah. Do they have in Thai, do they have commentary? Oh, they do.
We have in all three Sipatthana, commentary to the three Sipatthana.
Yeah. So every, even the Sipatthana has a commentary. And does it have a sub-commentary to that too?
I don't think that the sub-commentary explains more.
The commentary
explains the form of the word and the root and...
Oh, I like that, yeah. Yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah.
So that's a good come to be such a such word.
Yeah. Studying the linguistics, right? Okay. I remember a while ago I read someone writing a book about Buddhism, and I can't remember exactly how it went, but they said something about... They understood the five khandhas, so they could understand that he mentioned the five khandhas. But then they seemed to have the idea that when the five khandhas are all in a group, it's together. So they thought the five khandhas sort of had together with some sort of self or something, some very wrong view. But it sounds, you know, it's a subtle sort of wrong view that many people would get pulled by. I don't know if you've heard that sort of view before, where people take the five khandhas and then they try and form it up into a self. How do we sort of help people there? Or I don't know.
They have tendency to have wrong view.
Yeah.
So any kind of wrong view is a very appealing to them.
They have atta. They want self somehow. So they'll find self no matter what, no matter what they're told, even if they're told in a particular way.
Like people today, when we had a discussion at Rose Garden, they asked if there is meditation or not. And when Kun Ao said that there is no meditation practice, they didn't want to come or to join. If she said that, we have this question and the development, how to develop it, maybe they would be interested. But when they heard that no practice, they didn't want to join or to come at all. For them, they think that they would like to practice, just practice.
I see, they want to be sitting and walking and a formal practice. Canal could say it's meditation all the time when we go, depending on the conditions. There's meditation all the time if conditions allow.
But since she understood that what they needed.
What they really wanted, yeah. So they wanted to be told sit down for 1 hour and things like that. Yeah. Is that Western people or Thai?
Western
yeah.
And also Thai and everywhere in the world.
I know. Mm-hmm. Because it feels sort of so religious. When you're sitting down and you're...
They don't understand what right understanding is and how to develop right. They don't know what right understanding is.
I remember you telling me the first time I met you that because people, when they're sitting and they're by themselves and they're walking and practicing very hard, and it feels, because it's got a sort of a sense of practicing so much, so it has that feeling that you're really doing something.
Yeah.
So it sort of combines. And if people haven't got the understanding, and especially if someone doesn't tell them, they can't. All right. Yes, this is the Kantaka, the horse. Kantaka? Kantaka, the Buddha's horse, the furry...
Kantaka.
Right, Prince Siddhartha rode off on Kantaka. And then he left him, and Kantaka had so much attachment to Prince Siddhartha that he died of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he was reborn
mm-hmm.
in one of the Devalokas.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, but obviously the attachment
mm-hmm.
and the grief could have conditioned the rebirth in the Devaloka.
No.
Because that's both a Kusala.
Not at all.
What conditioned it then?
The Kusala Kamma.
But must have been Kusala Kamma in between...
We don't know.
We don't know when.
The last Chavana at all.
It could have been even from long ago. Yes. Oh, sometimes when you read it in the Dharma Party, you think, well, wherever it is, you think,
impossible.
Oh, the attachment condition, but the attachment is, but of course this is impossible, yeah. But,
that's why when one reads Sutanta, one has to read with understanding.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, one assumes that one understands.
That's right. This kind of Jyotiman's been explaining to me in Rajaburi, or keeps reminding me in Rajaburi, every quite often. Sutanta has deep meaning to work there.
When there is no understanding of the Abhidhamma, one will be misled by reading.
Because they have beings and
mm-hmm.
and talk in conventional sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Rupa that is experienced through the body door. Is it a whole large group of kalpas that is experienced,
or cannot say just at that very moment?
So we can't say this is, it's only one group of kalapa, one kalapa or many kalapa, impossible to say.
Yes. Because it has been more refined and more refined panya to experience just one at a time. Because right now, many kalapa, many groups, so panya can understand that group, and later on, deeper and more refined.
The actual moment of experience in theory, though, would it be one kalapa or many kalapas, or you can't, you shouldn't think in that way so much? Yeah.
How many kalapas?
From Rupa seen?
Yeah. See, you don't have to think,
no,
that
no.
is thinking,
yes,
this
I
is
know,
experiencing.
No, it's just, I just wanted to understand a little bit more in theory.
That's
about
there are many stages of Vipassanayana.
Mm.
And the first one cannot be the third one or the fourth one.
No.
Has to be
modified. It seems easier to understand in theory anyway, chitta seekers, because chitta seekers have a flavour than chitta, because chitta seems chitta seekers flavour the chitta, but chitta seems so neutral somehow.
Yes, but it's the capacity of
experiencing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chitta just.
When eating, I don't know, this probably indicates how little awareness there is. There seems to me that awareness of flavour, awareness of taste and tasting occurs very little, usually because lopa is so strong when eating. Does it just depend on awareness?
To me, I think that it depends on how much you have accumulated.
Yes,
that's all. Yeah. Otherwise, that would be reason all the time.
And reason why not to have awareness?
Yeah. And then you try to get reason to have it more.
Yeah. We don't have to stop the pleasant feeling. We don't really have to stop the low power either, we just have to understand it, right?
Nobody can do anything.
Yeah. Commentary that to show the difference between the six sense doors. For example, someone could see there could be dog droppings, and through the visible visible object, it's a kusala vipaka, but the touch, because it's soft, the touch is kusala vipaka.
Yeah.
And yet it's the same same reference, but quite
like,
interesting.
Like wearing the crown.
Oh, hard,
very heavy.
Very heavy, but nice.
Yeah,
kusala vipaka
yeah.
for the eye sense and a kusala for the body sense. Yeah.
Just one moment at a time, it will reveal to the
yes.
true nature of everything.
Yes. So understanding those moments, we understand the the actual realities as they are,
yeah,
instead of thinking about the whole story as Kuntera would always say.
So that there will be understanding of yourself, then it's only a moment and a nothing which cannot be.
Is it helpful to think about letting go and as an idea? That is just thinking, isn't it? Yes.
It's not as efficient as the understanding of the reality itself. It's just thinking about reality.
It can be thinking, I am letting go in a sense too, yeah, hidden sense.
That they try to let go.
Yes.
But where is the understanding?
Yes.
Who let go? With,
yes.
Because it's the function of understanding itself.
That's
to
right.
Let go.
Right, there's no self. Panya has that function of understanding and detachment. Condition such
a thinking, things about one shape or form of recognition. Yes. Idea, concept from the object which is seen. That's why in the dream one thinks about story.
Right, because of previous visual object.
Not like visual object, the moment of seeing. It's only the concept of taking, getting the story from the visual object which is seen.
And the sound though, when the sound appears, there's like at this moment, there could be pleasant music, say, talking in a conventional sense, hearing at the same time pleasant music. There could be, say, a construction site making unpleasant sound. And yet they're all appearing in a sense at the same time, but Lee Parker only takes one moment, one part of that sound, doesn't it? Is this correct?
Because
so it doesn't take all the sound.
Say, whatever you say, according to reality, which appears.
Yes.
When you can classify the good sound,
yes,
and the unpleasant sound, it means that different experiences one at a time.
Yes.
So you can tell.
Yeah, that's all you understand.
Seeing without thinking at all.
Yes.
But this visible
yes
object appears.
Mm.
You cannot cut this visible object into pieces.
No, not into pieces. Not into pieces. I wasn't thinking of pieces, but because of attention or mano, Brabajana, I don't know, like the way attention automatically goes to different sounds, even though there may be many sounds appearing at that time, in the same visible object. Sorry, my question's a little bit confused. You answered it before, just before anyway.
What appears now is appearing.
Yes.
You don't have to think.
I know, yeah.
You don't have to pinpoint the color.
Yes.
The shape or the form.
No.
That is visible object.
Yes. Yes.
And then while you're thinking, it's not that at that moment that it's real. Because thinking takes shape and form. Takes something from visible object which is seen. In the scene.
Yes, I realize that, yes.
But one cannot say that this visible object does not appear.
No. Oh, but when?
This moment, like thinking about something different from the object which is the visible object which appears.
Yes. But the visible object is still there, but Vijnana isn't touching the visible object, or it is?
No, thinking about visible object, but
yes,
we cannot say that visible object does not appear. It appears ultimately with thinking, but there is no thinking about the object,
yes,
which is seen. But this real object is gone.
Like when we're driving a car and daydreaming, say, and visible object is still there, but there's no thinking about the visible object for a period of a few seconds, something like that.
That's why we body can submit. So please let the mind go.
From what, because we understand thinking and...
That thinking is not seeing at all.
No.
No, but loving it. So there is an idea of seeing someone.
I understand that quite well, in theory. I have a little bit of practice. I think I'm a little bit of practice here.
Yeah. The writing and expanding,
yes.
According to what one studies.
Yes. Are there any parts of the Tipitaka that you think what characteristic is appearing at this moment? What characteristic is appearing at this moment?
But the characteristic?
Yeah, what nama or rupa?
Both nama and rupa appear.
All together?
One at a time.
At a time. Dhamma Sanuk?
Sanuk.
Sanuk?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Am I?
When we have feeling, we have loba, that's the meaning of sanuk. And we like it.
Kusala chita sanuk?
Kusala, yes, kusala is good. And kusala,
yes. Kusala?
Kusala, yes, why not? Sanuk is fine, good time. But when we have, we go to...
We can say that it has pleasant feeling.
Pleasant feeling.
Not sanuk. Not sanuk. Sanuk is the wrong
meaning. It's like a pleasure.
So it's a pleasant feeling.
Yeah, pleasant feeling is sanuk, but kusala chitta.
Had the pleasant feeling too, kusala, but not sanuk.
But not sanuk. Because detachment is the kusala.
So kusala can't be fun. So we have fun, but
we have fun is when we talk about dharma and then we sanuk, we enjoy.
Yes.
Because at that moment it can be attachment.
Alternately with the kusala. Okay.
Kusala and the kusala. That's why it's very fine point to tell whether this or that because they arise alternately.
Yes.
It's a little bit we laugh and we enjoy. But that's like kusala.
At the actual moment of kusala, you wouldn't say it's enough.
But we always have a good one.
Not always. I hope. Maybe a few moments of kusala.
Yes, and then we turn to kusala again.
Yes.
When we ask about the dharma test.
Oh, after dinner, maybe. Actually, even when asking questions about dharma, there can be this alternate chitta. Sometimes there's kusala, sometimes there's attachment, sometimes there's dosa because we worry about is that the right question or get the question, something like that. So just in a dharma discussion, it's no different from daily life where a kusala and kusala mix up.
That's nice. It's like salad. It's like salad.
Salad.
Kusala and a kusala.
I don't know if I like salad because it implies all together at once. But when we think about kusala and our kusala, it's coming in a series.
Many things.
Yes, but it's not all at the same time.
No.
Can we say salad? Do you like salad or...?
But just in one moment we have many things, you see?
Not in one moment. Over a period.
Not one moment, just one period.
One short period, we can have many things.
We have many things, we put many things in that period.
That's right, that's right.
So you like it, or do you like it? You like it that way?
It's the way it is.
The way we have the lots in that period.
It's just the way it is, so I don't think we should like it this way.
It's nice that we have one feeling.
Nice.
It's nice that we have just only one feeling.
What feeling?
Any feeling that you have.
You mean at one moment there's just one feeling?
One period. We have many
different
feelings. Yes, it's nice that we have only one.
Why?
Because I like to change. Just have to a kusala and then a kusala. And then we have attachment and then dosa. It's nice.
Why is it nice?
I like everything mixed up, you see. It's fun of that. If you have just one feeling, I think
Marble,
it's four.
Marble, one feeling all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind attachment?
I like it.
You like it? You're honest. You are very honest.
Yes, I like a good life. Loba.
Yes.
But I like a good
luck
too. So you like it
a little bit
more.
But Kisela is pleasant too, yeah. And I like good luck. It's not you. It's not you that likes. Lopa likes. And Lopa likes Lopa too.
And Kisela likes good luck. I like both. My five
kanda. When you say my five kanda, it's like
not,
a bit like yourself,
it's not
mine.
No. This five kanda.
Different moments.
And you don't first like these five, you like more. Well, this five kanda, like this, like good luck. But you know that I like more of good luck. Because I have more attachment.
This is Kalisa. Kalisa. Kalisa.
Kalisa.
Kalisa,
yes.
And
you need a
good mind.
You have more
akusala
or
akusala? Well, I would say I have more akusala because akusala is accumulating. But they're studying the Dhamma, so there's some akusala. There's beginning of Satipatthana is akusala. But it's the same. Guru Nai is no different for me than, I hope, than Bangkok.
But you have more time to study Dhamma than
when I'm working, say, at home. Yeah.
But you have more kusala than your normal life.
Yes, but there's different levels of kusala too, maybe. And I can be a Guru Nai and just study the teachings with one level of kusala, which is maybe just a certain level of kusala, but in daily life when I'm working, there may be more, just as much or more understanding directly of conditions. So there can be deeper understanding in working life even than perhaps when we're quietly studying sometimes, and it all depends on conditions. Because the important thing is to see conditions, see anatta more and more. Allow panya to see anatta.
That
is the important point, I think.
No preparation,
but that's what happens within understanding, to form this function, which function. And what parami do you wish to develop more? Do you have a favorite parami that you think is good to develop?
Dana.
I thought so.
The easiest one. Dana.
It has a clear
message for
Dana.
Dana, yes.
And a parallel one.
Dana.
And Metta too.
Metta.
Yeah.
The easy one.
Karuna. Is Karuna a paramin? It's not a paramin, no. Probably I haven't thought much about the other parami that much to consider.
Trying to learn, to understand more.
Yeah, I would like to learn, but some of Nina's writings are quite good about the parami. How did the parami develop? How did the parami develop at this moment?
Because you see that to me, I don't have the nature of counting or nature of wishing or leisure of comparing or thinking a lot about anything. I just do, like reading, working, editing tape, and having engagement with people who are interested in the teaching. I don't plan, I don't learn, I don't watch, I don't
plan. How much, you don't want this much chrysalis that I am
in my life? And I know that these are all fun. The moment that you do, not the moment that you think.
Yes, right.
And you don't have to plan or compare or think whether you like this one or that one. Because when one is in the situation that one should be patient, one is patient, see? Is that what bothers me? Rather than, oh, I want to develop patience and I'm not patient, then I should be patient, see?
Patience at the deeper level means, in a sense, means understanding the reality at this moment, doesn't it?
No matter
pleasant object or unpleasant object, it's patient, moment by moment.
When one develops understanding the other bottom is the attendance of this one, gradually of the Panyama.
What if one doesn't develop Satipatthana? Can one still develop Parami? Does the other Parami?
It depends on how much one understands about realities or Nibbana. If there is no understanding yet, you don't want to have right understanding. You don't want to get rid of all defilement because you don't know that at the moment of seeing something there is defilement. So there is no understanding. So how can one have the resolution of having such?
What about someone who doesn't understand about Buddhism, but they just understand about giving very much? They haven't heard Buddhism, but they try to give. They just try to give and give and give. Is that parami?
No.
No goal. But goal sounds like I'm wanting. If we say goal.
Because it's one accumulation of one's nature, so it depends on right view or wrong view. That's why the sammacitti is the chief of parami. Otherwise, the other buddha would cannot be parami.
But couldn't their goal be they just want to help people? Is that, that's not a goal to be a parami?
For self?
For other people?
For other people, but by no
means.
What about the cleaning of this one? I am the keeper.
Yes.
Or maybe I don't think of ourselves. At that moment, nothing can eradicate the idea of self from this world.
This is a little bit difficult then.
Because you see that people do that in order to satisfy their feelings. They don't like to have unpleasant feelings, see, for people, needy people, see. So they don't want to experience, they care about their own unpleasant feelings. So they give away this without meaning.
But it is still kusala, isn't it?
It is kusala, but what is the motive?
I see. Quite difficult though.
When you, someone who is not kind at all, but she would like to free the, to let go of the buffalo, because she does not want to experience such unpleasant moment, because at that moment she has unpleasant feelings, and she cares for her own unpleasant feelings, that she doesn't want to have unpleasant feelings. But the other people might say that, oh, she is very kind. But she is not kind. Her nature is not kind. But she doesn't want to have such unpleasant feelings.
But it wouldn't be the case for all people that when they try to accumulate giving, so they're not Buddhists. But for some of them, they...
It depends on the motive, whether you call it parami.
Oh,
when it's parami, it needs to have the right perspective.
Does. Yes.
Reality is some level.
Some level. What would be the least level?
The least level is to me on kingdom animals. Kingdom also has eyes, ears, nose, tongue, living being too.
Like you, same as you. So.
Sharing with what you share.
that is harmony? Yes.
They don't need to next life.
That's right.
So they give away a lot.
Yes.
So can you say that that giving is right?
I see. So there has to be some understanding about reality, like there is future life, like that sort of level, karma and vipaka, some degree. Even though not Buddhist understanding, but some understanding about cause and effect.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
Yes. Or the missionaries,
yes.
They give, maybe they give their whole life for
yes.
helping others and
yes.
giving things away
yes.
for God.
Yes.
See? So is that karma?
No, that can't be karma, no.
But is that for God? It's for nothing because there is no understanding.
Yes. How about the Buddha in the life? When, so he wasn't a Buddhist, so he couldn't have been practicing Satipatthana, I think, or not at the deep level anyway, but he was developing karma in some way by giving and giving. But he still understood something about future lives and all that.
Even at that time, maybe he doesn't have such understanding. Yes, but still, there is no wrong view.
Yes, no wrong view, yes, to be the karma. Understanding that it is not. Well, I feel you've answered so much about the present moment for me, though, the really important factors, that it's hard for me to come up with more questions related to what is really, really important now. But I like hearing you talk about the present moment. So it's hard for me to find another angle to ask a question about.
So it must be one's own study.
Yes.
And one's own development. Yeah. Apply it.
Apply, yes.
Yeah. And
that's
when one reads, it's not just seeing and then reading. It's more contemplation and see it so that there can be more and more understanding. With awareness. When there is awareness, it's the result of
consideration, contemplation.
So one knows what moment is the result, what cries,
it's very natural when we're studying. Some periods of study, contemplation comes and contemplates well and understanding is good, but other times reading that the contemplation just can't come. And it's just because that's the way of conditions. Sometimes we're reading.
Different levels of
yes.
contemplation for those who have developed Satipatthana. No need to contemplate.
No.
Yes. Because that has to get into one.
Yes.
Here and then, now and then, here and then. Different from the other's world. The world of awareness, the world of understanding reality, even while one is walking and seeing many people are walking together with the other who is not aware.
Yes.
See?
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Nobody knows.
We don't need to sit down with our eyes closed, looking very special.
Yeah.
Consideration, hand movements, whatever, on a computer, because of the, the sankhara kanda, is very, many things somehow. What can I say about that?
Can you see the attention?
Yeah. No, I'm not necessarily attached to having that
but
quiet time.
Even the thought that at such and such moment there are more conditions for a line to arise,
yeah.
or I'm sure the awareness arrived with a reduced effect for the
everything. Yes, I don't know.
Yes, it's there.
I know
it. So some people try again and again. Repeat the situation for the people. That's why right understanding carefully guides you.
Thank you for reminding me.
Because I used to have awareness when I came to the hospital with that. I realized that things even more than that.
So what did you do? When there's some degree of illness and there's bodily pain, there's also dosha. Sometimes there can be the distinguishing between the dosha and the bodily pain, sometimes not. Is it,
Because that's a moment of pain, a moment of thought, a moment of other reality. So it depends on the higher understanding which can get through the self is trying to get it.
I think I see. Can physical illness hinder the persona sometimes?
No.
No,
reality is the one has to know that this life, how much one understands reality, which one is capable of that. See, no matter when one gets ill or any situation. So it takes long time to become used to all reality, one by one, little by little.
How would you consider it all?
Yeah.
A trip to the temple?
You don't have to call it anything when there is a line of bloodshed who's trying to move it. That's a reality. This condition cannot stay. No matter we want it to, no matter we want to let go or not to let go, that condition to arise on the table.
And what about old age? Like I say, my grandmother's now 90. How do we? Is it different when you're much older? Or I can't see why it should be.
It's just
different.
Just different. So one knows that when it's this moment, one is on the back. And this is going to be a lot of
The worry comes in a piece where they're talking about really it's the thinking last night.
You don't need other things. But that I cannot keep away from having.
Yeah. Well, I think it looks very beautiful to me, and I like it, but I was just wondering about the history of it. If it was, yeah.
Since we have, it's time for us to pay homage, thinking of its virtues before going to bed and when we get up, two times a day. Yeah.
And if we don't do that?
It doesn't matter when you have awareness. Yeah, it's closer to the teachings than just paying respect. For understanding, yes. And there are only six objects, yes. And it depends on whether how we can understand or developing understanding. Read more, consider more, and when there is awareness, it's moment of developing understanding.
But how do knowing the details of the Abhidharma, how does that condition? I sort of understand how it does, because theoretically the more we know about the details of the Abhidharma, the more we realise everything is conditioned, everything is karma, vipaka, we know the different 24 different pachya, and we start to see very clearly in theory that anatta, that everything is just conditioned, all the realities arise and pass away very quickly. But how does that theory sort of help us into direct understanding? Yeah.
Because it has to go together with the development of understanding. Or anatta. Sankara, Dhamma, arise the following way, and seeing these nama and things like that. So people just read. Yes. But when there's the development of understanding, right understanding understands more.
Right. So it's applying the teaching more, proving the teaching little by little.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when it's the moment of direct experiencing reality, nothing is different from what he taught, even the arising and falling away of reality, which does appear. One doorway at a time. And that is the proof. Because even when they're seeing, they're thinking, but thinking doesn't appear as mind or process. So we know that it cannot be the direct experience yet. Because when it's the direct experience, the right understanding of Vipassanjana, it's different. Like the reverse of it, because the mind of process is here. Because it gets just a flash of object to pass away. So it manifests the difference between the pass out and the mind. Yeah, because the world doesn't appear as a whole mixed world anymore. Because of the mind of, when it's mind of, it's no other doorway.
But it must be for a very brief moment, and then you're back in the normal world.
It's like the moment of seeing very brief, but it appears like normal. Because of the distinction from one process to another process, even there is bhavanga and mind of process in between. So when it's mind of process, manifested through right understanding, accepting the thing. Long period of the process of mind. So the world is like reverse opposite. Instead of having the five sense of world, it's the mind of with the opposite of sense of like flesh. Yes. So one can see that there is no being from when mind of object appears. It cannot be any God. Nobody knows. No connection as being. But as different realities.
But it's your condition much better confidence, much better understanding of
it reveals the true nature of the world and reality, which is covered up by ignorance and the idea of the development of Annapurna, not a sit up, Atta.
So that's when we must say develop, when we must say develop Annapurna. Not talking about thinking at all. But sometimes we read it, we think, oh, perception. Oh, well, if I think about it, that's perceiving, but that's not what it means.
Not just think that, oh, everything is anatta. Well, it's the moment of experiencing reality as anatta. So Sanya remembers that moment which has experienced, not forget. It's like you have come to Thailand, then you know the experience, and it's there. You can think about it, you can tell the other what. Just like what they say that I have attained that such and such yana by concentrating on position. So correct it as
you have. Well, that would be exciting to experience other reality.
By concentrating on sitting posture and experiencing other reality.
The right cause and the right effect. Because when there is understanding of this moment, the result is the understanding which will be accumulated on the momentary result is then.
So much content, so many books to read, so much study, so many, so much that it almost seems to push everything out of the mind.
It's like now. It shows that the development is not strong yet. No matter where you are, no matter what object you are studying or thinking about, it's thinking.
I can see how awareness comes in, can come in, and does come in, but it seems not as much as before.
And actually, it's the test whether you have attention to the result or not. Many kind of tests. If you still think that, oh, you want to have it because it can condition more awareness, a test and you fail because there is attention to the result. One is brave enough to understand that very moment and this is the result. The courageous of even if unawareness of stomach.
It can be understood.
Yeah. Even there is no understanding of the stomach. And there can be understanding of that moment. Yeah. And that is the developed one. When there is no awareness and no understanding at that present moment, it's not the development. So it doesn't matter whether how much one is unaware of reality. But when there is awareness, what is awareness? If it's there, okay. One sees that all those moments without an awareness are dharma, not you. See? So there can be the precise and sharper understanding of that very moment when it's developed. That's why no matter one is a doctor, lots of patients, still one can attain Buddha
Panchayana. That's true.
One moment, and then many moments of unawareness, and then a moment of awareness.
Oh, and listening to the teacher talking about some concept, thinking about those concepts, and then thinking can be realized, or singing can be realized.
It's like when I was preaching, giving the sermon, and the listeners could become enlightened.
But that seems much different because they're talking about the
sound, and thinking is the same.
Full characteristics that they must have seen.
Because realities are fixed on it, not the subject.
No, it's true. That's a subtle thing.
That's why I want the courageous readiness to cope with any situation with awareness and understanding. Because it's one's own life, conditioned by many, many conditionalities. That right understanding has to experience and move from only a moment. Only a moment in dream. Never come back, you can have it. It's there, but the body cannot sense it. The eye sense cannot shape it. But the tongue consciousness can taste even that rupa, which is in the group of the Mahapuja rupa. I don't know whether we can use the word very magnificent, that it can experience the reality which the other reality cannot experience. And they can follow instantly from moment to moment, even at moment of breaking. Put in some place or hold it in one hand. Think about it, see? Lower. And one tries not to have it and try to sit and think that one can not
try and stop that movement.